Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, March 11, 2016, Hal Blaine, the legendary session drummer who appeared on thousands of records, dies of natural causes at the age of 90. He is most often associated with the Wrecking Crew, The Byrds, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Johnny Rivers, Simon and Garfunkel, Neil Diamond, John Denver, Barbara Streisand, Captain and Tennille, The Ronettes, and The Beach Boys. On this day in 2016, 71-year-old Keith Emerson, keyboardist and founding member of the progressive rock band Emerson, Lake & Palmer, dies at his Santa Monica, California home from a self-inflicted gunshot to the head. On this day in 2004, Edmund Silvers, the lead singer of the Silvers, on their 1975 number one hit, Boogie Fever, dies after a 10-month battle with cancer. He is just 47. On this day in 1997, the investiture ceremony where Paul McCartney was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II takes place at Buckingham Palace. Sir Paul tells reporters, "Proud to be British, wonderful day, and it's a long way from a little terrace in Liverpool." On this day in 1996, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr turned down a $225 million offer to do a reunion tour. On this day in 1991, Janet Jackson signs a $30 million deal with Virgin Records. It's the largest record deal ever until Michael signs with Sony a week later. On this day in 1974, Janis Joplin's manager Albert Grossman is awarded $112,000 on her life insurance policy. The insurance company had argued that Joplin's drug overdose death in 1970 was a suicide, not an accident. On this day in 1967, the Supremes enjoy their ninth Billboard number one record with Love Is Here and Now You're Gone. And on this day, March 11, 1958, Jane Mitchum files for divorce against her famous husband, who has become a legend not only for his music, but also for his lifestyle. Who is he? What's one of his biggest hits? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, March 11, 1958, Jane Mitchum files for divorce from her philandering husband. You see, he was already married to Jane when he married his 13-year-old cousin. There is only one, Jerry Lee Lewis. Here's The Killer with a whole lot of shaking going on.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby, we got chicken in the corner. I said, shake it, baby, shake it. I said, shake, make it shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Oh, let's go. Come on over, baby. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Now let's get real low one time now. gotta do, honey, is kind of stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's when you got it. Yeah.